Business organizations say they faced many challenges ranging from power shortages, stiff competition from imports, political uncertainty, and a generally unfavorable business environment. Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Takunda Mugaga said business was seriously affected by power outages, which saw the power utility embarking on long hours of load shedding throughout the country. Infighting and instability in the ruling ZANU-PF was also a cause for concern for business in the country. He added that Zimbabwean businesses continued to face stiff competition from imports, and this resulted in loss of jobs. The July High Court ruling, which gave express powers to employers to fire workers on 3 months' notice, resulted in the loss of thousands of jobs in the country. President of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, Denford Mutashu, said 2015 was a challenging year for most businesses in the country.
Where we seek to have more attention and focus basically is the manufacturing industry. The manufacturing sector where we believe if we can have improved production, and if we can have a scenario where the figures will start to move to the positives in terms of the capacity utilization and industry competitiveness, and of course the pricing regime, I think those are the basic areas that we would definitely require to see a shift.
Mutashu said despite the prevailing harsh economic environment, they managed to stay afloat and are optimistic that business in the retail sector will pick up. Even small business people like Patience Joe, who sells chicken, said business has been low throughout the year, with most people surviving on buying on credit.
Most of the people who buy, you end up giving people on credit, and at the end of the day they say they'll pay probably after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but at times you always have those bad debtors who do not pay as they have promised.
However, Mugaga and Mutashu said it's pleasing that government is taking steps to improve the ease of doing business in the country. He added that the country could be on a good path to recovery as both business and government are now working in harmony. ZANU-PF activist and young businesswoman Evelyn Pande said, though the year was tough, there are signs that full implementation of President Robert Mugabe's 10-point plan will improve the business environment.
Obviously, it has been tough in Zimbabwe, but as ZANU-PF youths, we are looking forward to 2016 with the president's 10-point. The signs are already showing that Zimbabwe is progressing towards development.
Zimbabwe this year jumped to 155 out of 189 nations on the World Bank Ease of Doing Business after government embarked on reforms to amend laws that scare away investors. However, the much-feared regulations compelling foreign-owned firms to part with equity stakes of 51% remains intact, with indications that there is discord in the government on changing the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act to accommodate coward foreigners. To ensure competitiveness of the local industry, government has engaged a French company, Bureau Veritas, to stop the flow of substandard products into the country. Zimbabwe in November also reached a debt payment agreement with the Bretton Woods institutions to settle its $1.8 billion debt, and experts say this could result in the country accessing cheap money from international institutions to boost collapsing industries. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.